Last-minute instructions for Warsaw's special teams unit. The Broncos are on the field. Their kicker, both teams have really good kickers. Joel Garrido has done an excellent job. 55 touchbacks and 84 kickoffs. And he'll be kicking deep to Tucker Reed on the near side. And Quentin Brock on the far side. For a trip to the Final Four in 5A. Warsaw and Lafayette Jeff. We're glad that you are taking in the broadcast. However, you are taking it in on this very special Friday night. There's the whistle. And Garrido is going to onside kick it. It's up the far sidelines. He kicked it out of bounds. He kicked it too hard. They tried an onside kick on the opening kickoff and kicked it out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Well, there's the first break of the game right there.
Absolutely.
This is a coach in Pat Shanley who is not afraid to push the envelope, as you just saw. So it's a 5-yard walk-off from where it went out of bounds, and Warsaw is going to start from their own 47-yard line on the opening drive of the game. And Warsaw will be on the far hash mark. The wide side of the field will be the near side, which is the right side of the formation. Sullivan with Duncan behind him, wings on either side, two wideouts on the near side, and up the middle is Duncan, and Duncan's got good yardage across the 50-yard line. He's to the 48-yard line, so that's a gain of 5 yards and a first-down carry for Brody Duncan, who has steadily gotten better. He's had a good year in a year where nobody really took control of that fullback job. It's been his job. I mean, other people have come into the game, but it's been him pretty much the entire way, and he has started every game. Second down and 5 from the Bronco 48. Sullivan fakes handoff, turns upfield, pushes forward, and I think he's going to be short of the first down. Give him 4 yards in the carry to the Jeff 44-yard line. Stopped on the play by Campbell and H. It's 3rd and 1.
That's a good push by the offensive line, especially the left side of that offensive line, creating some room for Drew to run. And again, I know it's 2 plays in, but it seems like a continuation of the Concord game, you know, 4 or 5 yards so far.
3rd down and 2.5 feet for the Tigers. Sullivan takes a good long look around. He's got plenty of time. Play clock is still at 12. And Sullivan will hand off up the middle, and Duncan's got the first down. First down, Tigers to the 42-yard line. Duncan up the middle, angling to the left as he got to the line of scrimmage. And he was stopped, but not after he gets the required yardage at Warsaw. As their first down of the game with 10:35 left to play here in our opening quarter. Opening drive of the game for the Tigers, and they had good field position to start, starting at their own 47 after the onside kick went out of bounds.
So far, we talked about in the pregame, those 3 guard, center, guard for Warsaw, so far making some good room for Drew and the running back, Brody Duncan.
1 guy deep, everybody else from Lafayette Jeff within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. Sullivan fakes the pitch and then dives forward and gets inside the 40. He'll go down at the 37-yard line. That's a 4-yard gain on the carry for Sullivan. And that's a play they didn't run a lot at the beginning of the season. That's just kind of been the last, 5 or 6 weeks.
I want to say that's only like the 2nd or 3rd time we've run it all year. And I might be mistaken, but man, I like that play call where you get everybody flowing to the right and Drew just keeps it off to the left-hand side.
Well, it's Sullivan does like a basketball jump stop.
Right.
And then does a reverse pivot. 2nd down and 6. And this is a great quarterback sneak, and he's got good yardage. He's just short of the first down. They're going to mark him at the 32-yard line. And it'll be 3rd down and 1 coming up for the Tigers after a gain of 5.
Well, if you need any indication or proof that our interior offensive line is making some headway and doing some good work, it's the 5-yard quarterback sneak will tell you a lot.
3rd down and 1 yard. 9 minutes left to play opening quarter. Warsaw's already converted 1 3rd down and short. Sullivan, option play. Duncan up the middle, 1st down. Inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, but there's a flag down, and let's see what that is. I think it's going to be against the Tigers.
Yep.
Justin Shipp, you will tell us, illegal procedure against Warsaw. Third and one becomes third down and six. Now to move the ball back to the 37-yard line. That's not what you want. Warsaw only penalized last week one time for 5 yards. And yeah, that was on a third down play that moved it back to third down and seven.
Yeah, killer.
And Warsaw still made it. Sullivan, ball on the far hash mark, stands up. He sends Quentin Brock back to his left halfback spot. Again, everybody up tight in the formation. Option play right, they give to Duncan, and he stopped as he got inside the 35-yard line. So give him 2 yards. And it's going to be fourth down. This is not a big surprise. The offense stays on the field. Warsaw again, 78% converting on fourth down this season. Last week they were 4 out of 5 at Concord, including that big pass play down to the 11-yard line in that game-winning drive.
Boy, I'd like to see something just right up the middle. We've been getting 4 or 5 yards a pop, even that quarterback sneak.
It takes the speed out of their defense.
Yep.
That's for sure. But they are pinching the middle. So let's see what happens. Sullivan is going to run the counterplay to Davis, and he's going to be stopped. Davis got nowhere. There was one blocker and 3 defenders out there on the right side. And the Lafayette Jet Broncos have stopped the Tigers at their 34-yard line and take over with 7:46 left to go in the quarter.
And credit the right side of that Lafayette Jeff defense. That, you know, that's a play off to our weak side. It's a counter where our right guard and our right tackle pull towards that left side. And credit the Jeff defense for trusting their eyes and saying, okay, hey, you know what? It looks like the play is coming away from us, but no, it's really coming at us. And they stayed home and made the tackle.
And here you go. Hold your breath, because here comes the Lafayette Jeff offense running onto the field. Atkins to the right of the quarterback Crowder. He'll take the snap. He's going to flip it. And this is Atkins turning upfield, and he'll be pushed out of bounds. Let's see how far he got. They're going to give him to the 40-yard line. They're going to give him 6 yards on a first-down carry. And, again, Jeff runs right to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to snap the ball right now, and they do. Crowder, quick throw near side. It's a low throw, but it's caught by Van Ostrin, and he makes the catch, and he's very close to the first down. He's got the first down out to the 45-yard line. Andy won't get to talk much when they've got the ball because, again, they're right to the line of scrimmage and they're ready to snap it. The play clock is at 30. Crowder, empty backfield, 4 wides to the right. They're going to throw it that way, and they do, and it's caught out there by Atkins, and he breaks a tackle, and he's got another first down. Inside the Tiger side of the field, it's a gain of 10 to the 45-yard line, and again, Jeff runs right to the line of scrimmage. Their offensive linemen are running forward before the guy's even down. Crowder with a back to his right. Takes it. Quick throw far side. That's caught by Williams. Omar Williams makes the catch. And Andy says there's a flag down. And there is back at the line of scrimmage on the far side. And let's see what that is. That's illegal procedure against Lafayette Jeff.
Yep.
So that'll back them up to the midfield stripe with 6:51 left to play in our opening quarter here in this regional football playoff game. We're glad that you're with us wherever you are and however you are taking in this broadcast this evening.
We'd like to say you want to get some pressure on that quarterback, but
they don't.
Crowder's getting rid of the ball.
Everything is a one-step drop.
Yep.
They are just throwing the ball into space and letting their guys make plays. Crowder deep drop this time, looking, fires one deep over the middle, and it's caught. It's caught at the Tiger 38-yard line, and that's where the man Van Ostrin goes down after the catch. That's a gain of 13 yards to the Tiger 37. And they'll hand off up the middle. Atkins with a hole, and then he gets rocked. He gets rocked by Matthew Flores Ortega, short of the first down. So make it a gain of one on the play, and it's third down and one.
It's a nice form tackle right there.
Oh, that's a shoulder right to the breastplate.
Yep. Yeah, I got some room and some subs here. Those of you not able to watch and just listening, think the Oregon Duck offense from like 15, 20 years ago.
Yes, the Chip Kelly offense.
Yep.
Crowder, hands off, up the middle, and they got to him. Antoine Richmond was stopped behind the line of scrimmage back at the 36. They have a really good kicker. He's 8 of 12 on field goals this season. He's hit from 45, but they're going for it. Fourth down and one. And the fans here are making noise. And they will hand off again to Richmond. And he'll dive forward, and he got the first down. Inside the 35-yard line to the 34. He needed 1 yard. He got two.
That same play right off that left tackle. Just got that extra yard there at the very end. I think the initial contact, we had him stop short, but good effort there by Atkins there.
There was only one guy there to stop him. If there had been a second, he wouldn't have made it.
Yep.
Crowder takes the shotgun snap, steps up against the three-man rush, throws it up the near sidelines, and throws it away incomplete. Pass intended on the near sideline for Williams and thrown well over the head of the intended target by Crowder. It's second down and 10. And again, Crowder goes right to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is right, and they've got three wide receivers out that way. Crowder takes a snap, looking, steps up in the pocket, takes off. He gets hit. He'll get a yard. It's not a sack. It's a gain of a yard to the 33, and it's third down and 9 coming up for Lafayette. Jeff and Andy, when they get third and 9, you got to get off the field.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great tackle there in open space by Cam Kaufman. Third and 9, you've got to get them off.
Crowder lining everybody up. He has Richmond to his right. Steps forward, takes a knee-high snap. Steps up in the pocket, fires it over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. Intended down the field at about the 15-yard line for Kavion Campbell. It's fourth down and 9, and the offense at the moment still on the field for Lafayette Jeff.
And I bet that receiver wants that pass back because it was thrown maybe a little bit behind him. But
it was behind him, but he did get two hands on it. They are going for it. Crowder standing at the 39-yard line. Sends a man in motion. Option, no, he's going to roll and run and throw down the field, and it is caught. It is caught down at the 20-yard line. The catch is made by Omar Williams. First down and 10 for Lafayette Jeff. They convert on fourth down. 4:26 left to play opening quarter. No score, but Lafayette Jeff on the move. They started at their own 34 after the Tigers lost it on downs. Crowder, fake handoff, pump fakes, fires to the middle, got a man inside the 10-yard line. Van Ostrand with the catch, and it's a gain of 15 down to the 5-yard line. First and goal for Lafayette Jeff, looking to take the early lead here in quarter one at Fisher Field in this regional championship.
And so far this first drive, those receivers have just been too wide open.
Crowder hands off to Richmond on the delay. He'll push his way inside the 5-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 3. It's a gain of 2 on the play. Stopped by Schultz and Heady with Grady Nelson. Second and goal from the 3.
Boy, if we can hold him to 3 points here.
Crowder takes the snap, fakes the handoff. No, he hands off to Richmond, and he bounces to the left, and he scores. Richmond was stopped initially, but he bounced off a would-be tackler and gets into the end zone. And Lafayette Jeff has scored with 3:33 left to play here in the opening quarter. They lead 6-0.
Yeah, and that drive, that may serve as, I don't want to say a wake-up call, but just kind of like Coach Curtis said in that pregame interview, just kind of feel them out a little bit, see what they're all about. And we saw what they're all about. It's a lot of snaps. It's guys in motion, in space, and making plays, and let's hope we can correct some of those mistakes.
Joel Garrido is their kicker. He is 61 of 61 in extra points this season. There's the snap, there's the spot, and the kick is up, and it's good. 7-0 Lafayette Jeff. 3:33 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness back at Fisher Field, where Lafayette Jeff, after Warsaw gave the ball over on downs, goes 66 yards in about 4 minutes and 13 seconds to take the lead 7-0. And whistles sound and flags fly. Did he ever blow the whistle? Did Justin ever blow the whistle? There's a flag down back at the 40-yard line.
Did one of them cross before the ball was kicked? I'm not sure.
Kind of looks like it. Yes. Lafayette Jeff was offsides, so they'll back up to the 35-yard line and make him kick again.
You don't see that call a lot.
No, it frankly doesn't happen that often, especially now that guys can only run 5 yards maximum.
Right. And you usually find there's a lot of leeway there, too. Like, mm-hmm. if maybe you're sure. a little bit okay. But
now, if we get to the regional round,
that's true.
It's different.
All right.
Right? It's different. These guys are hoping to have another game next week, although I think most of them officiate basketball, too. We know Long, Shippey, and Lytle do. And Garrido will try again. A low line drive kick. This is returnable. This will be Brock from the three. Middle of the field, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Out and open. 35, 40. Got a block. Oh, he got tripped up. Oh, he had one guy to beat, and he could not beat him. It was the kicker who tackled him, Garrido, at the 45-yard line, and that's where Warsaw takes over first down and 10.
Good blocking, good speed by Quinton there, just kind of weaving through traffic, and you're right, it was the kicker. Yeah, just got him. If he could have got past that kicker, he was gone.
And it would have been last week reversed. They're right. going to drive and score.
Yep.
We run the kickoff back. That would have been cool, as it is. Warsaw once again with good field position, starting from their 45-yard line, down by 7 with 3:26 left in the quarter. Option play, Duncan up the middle, not much there. A couple yards. Pushed back by A.J. Wright for the Lafayette Jeff defense, second down and 8.
So now's kind of important to note. It's definitely no time to panic. You know, 3 minutes in the first quarter. Yes, Lafayette Jeff did kind of just march down, but no need to panic. There's a lot of game left. Just kind of need to just keep playing our game and let's see what happens.
At the same time, and I don't want to overdo this, Warsaw can't get too far behind in this game.
Agreed.
Second down and 8. Ball in the middle of the field at the 47-yard line of the Tigers. And Sullivan's going to keep it. He's got lots of room. He's still going. 40, 35. Angling the far side. 25, 20. And he'll be caught from behind at the 15-yard line. A quarterback sneak that went for more than the usual 2 or 3 yards. He just kept going. There was nobody in the middle. And it's a first down for the Tigers, down to the 15.
Well, everybody bit on that fullback up the middle. Everybody bit. Drew just kept it in his hands and went off left tackle. And, man, there's 40 yards there. He was pretty much untouched and kind of got tracked down. But that was a great game there by Drew Sullivan.
Pretty close. 38 yards officially. Good job.
Good guesser.
2:20 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw down by 7, but threatening inside the red zone. We'll give you some numbers why you like Warsaw's chances here. Option play. Again, it's Sullivan keeping it, and he'll go left and get down to the 11. That's a gain of 4. Warsaw's red zone offense has been silly good this year. 28 red zone attempts, 25 touchdowns, 2 field goals. Only once in 28 attempts inside the 20 had they come away with nothing.
That's
think about
unreal.
That.
That never happens.
No, those are gaudy numbers. Second down and 6. Working toward the south end of Fisher Field. A slight wind blowing from the southwest. Sullivan up the middle, Duncan, and Duncan's got good room. And he's down to the 6-yard line. After gain of 5 more yards, it'll bring up 3rd down and 1.
Boy, just again up the middle there, that good push by the offensive line there. And no, this is a drive that needs to get home.
The ball right on the left hash mark, right at the 6-yard line. The white side of the field is the near side, which is the right side. Play clock at 20, Warsaw has plenty of time. Egoff is in there as a wing with Davis. And it's going to be Sullivan running right, and he'll dive forward inside the 5-yard line. He's got the first down, down to the 4. It's a gain of 3 yards, or check that, a gain of 2 yards. And it'll be first and goal for the Tigers with 57 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Jeff 7, Warsaw nothing. But the Tigers are 12 feet away from evening things up. Villema comes in. Cooksey was in there as an extra lineman. He comes out. And by the way, did you notice they've gone away from the board signaling in place? They're doing it by hand like a college team would, or even a baseball third base coach. From the 4, first and goal. Sullivan, option right, keeps it, dives upfield, and there are flags and illegal procedure. Somebody from Warsaw moved too early.
Yep.
Ancy. It's a good antsy.
Word. That's a good word. But again, same with the last drive. We had third and one, and it turned into third and six, which turned into a turnover on downs. Let's hope that doesn't happen this drive.
So now it's first and goal from the 9. If you're going to have a penalty like that, having it on first down is not the worst thing in the world. The clock runs. We have 23 seconds left in the quarter. Warsaw does have to snap the ball. There's about 2 seconds difference between the game clock and the play clock. From the 9, ball inside the left hash mark. Sullivan fakes the handoff, turns upfield, gets the 7, the 6, the 5, inside the 5, down to the 3, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Lafayette, Jeff, 7, Warsaw, nothing. The Tigers have second and goal from the 3 when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.